Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. It's from Walt Whitman, the poet and close observer of Lincoln. You've heard this from me before. "As to his religious nature, it seems to me," said Whitman, "to have certainly been of the amplest, deepest-rooted, loftiest kind." Walt Whitman saw Lincoln's religious nature, but Lincoln was also a war president. How did Lincoln's religion fit being a war president? Did he believe in a holy war? Now, there were plenty of people in the years leading up to the Civil War who did believe in a coming holy war. In the South, they became known as the Fire Eaters. Some Northern abolitionists were pacifist Quakers, but others were increasingly bloodthirsty. In John Brown's raid, he hoped to start a race war. Lincoln, who ended up prosecuting the horrendous war, did not believe that the war was holy. When Lincoln looked for holiness in the Civil War, he found God in an unexpected place. In his last great speech, when he was being sworn in as president the second time, he points out that both sides in the war, the North and the South, prayed to the same God and read the same Bible. How could God answer both sides' prayers, he asked. God could not do that, Lincoln said. Where then was God in this seemingly God-forsaken horror and terror? God was stamping out the bad wine of the grapes of wrath. The grapes of wrath were slavery, North and South. Lincoln was not a holy warrior leading the army of the glory of the Lord. Lincoln, of course, didn't quote Julia Ward Howe's Battle Hymn of the Republic. He did say this: "He, God, gives to both North and South this terrible war, as the woe due to those by whom the offense came." The offense, of course, was slavery, the real cause of the war. "God gives war as the cost of justice." That was Lincoln's biblical conclusion, which he did not come to easily at all. Now, there is no doubt that Lincoln became a warrior. He actually directed some troops in a Virginia campaign. He considered taking over the whole strategy and tactics of the war because he had such failed generals. One of the first things Lincoln did upon moving into the White House was to go over to the Library of Congress and check out actual military textbooks. He'd been a captain for a bit in the Black Hawk War, but he was so poor at it that he couldn't get his men to march around a wooden fence and gate. He signed up for 3 tours of duty, issued out as a private, his horse was stolen, and he had to walk home. He never fired a shot, and in his life, the only killing he ever did personally was a wild turkey when he was under 11. And he cried when he went up to it and saw its beautiful feathers. Spiritually, Lincoln was determined, but not bloodthirsty. There is a good statement by the Dalai Lama about working for peace. He says, "Never give up. No matter what is going on around you, never give up." Lincoln had that kind of focus, and he was sure that the war would come back again and again unless the issues of Union and slavery were settled once and for all. He never gave up. So he had the determination of a warrior, the practical goal to finish the thing once it had started. He would say he had a red line not to cross. So he, as a war president, made war holy completely, but war itself was for him not a holy, a religious, a spiritual value. He played chess with the South to avoid the war. He did not seek it. He was not on a crusade, and he was not motivated by hate. What was ample, deep, and lofty about Lincoln was his love of mercy. He took every opportunity that he could find to be merciful. Lincoln's commitment to mercy is a great gift to us, even down to our generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.